Next question is going to be Ms. Cassandra, Cassandra Rouse, Rouse, 69-year-old woman, originally from Houston, Texas, has been quite ill for some time. She's 66 years old. Period. She tells me that doesn't remember last 3 months of her life because of hospitalization. She has severe hypothyroidism, B12 deficiency, history of NASH, hypertension, and coronary artery disease. Period. In the paragraph, patient history has a pedal edema in the lower extremity. Despite taking hydrochlorothiazide, she has severe protein calorie malnutrition and low protein causing her swelling. Period. In the paragraph, she's now wheelchair bound. She's wears a diaper. She's ADL dependent. She lives with her family. Period. Patient originally from Houston. She doesn't smoke, but she has drank from time to time. She has one child and four grandkids, and one child has died, and that one child has died. She's been widowed for 8 years. Allergy, penicillin, latex surgery. The only most recent surgery has been right foot. Medical problems, hypertension, obesity, fatigue, neuropathy, low thyroid, B12 deficiency, pernicious anemia, chronic pain. Vaccination, up to date. Family history, mom, dad died 3 years ago. She doesn't know exactly what. Mom died with diabetes, heart disease, and complications of coronary artery disease. Medication, Motrin 600 TID, Talon number 3 PRN, Lorazepam 0.5 every 8 hours, Bentyl 10 mg for abdominal pain, Cymbalta 60 mg a day, Flexeril 10 mg PRN, Neurontin 600 TID, then Synthroid 75 microgram a day, Reglan 10 mg 4 times a day, Hydrochlorothiazide 25 mg a day. Vital signs. Blood pressure 140 over 81, pulse is 65, O2 sats 96%, respiration is 18. Heart positive, swarm positive, restricted lungs, furunca, abdomen soft, low extremity shows no edema, left greater than right. Neurological non-focal movement, all four extremities, skin shows no rash. Assessment, a very debilitated, obese, weak 66-year-old woman with multiple medical issues, including low thyroidism. A patient is only taking 75 microgram of Synthroid. She most likely needs more thyroid. I recommend that for patient to see her PCP to obtain a blood work and adjust her thyroid. It's been very difficult for her to get to the doctor's office because of her obesity and the fact that she's now bedbound, period. She also has depression, anxiety, chronic abdominal pain on Bentyl and Reglan, period. She has low extremity edema, history of coronary artery disease, period. Patient has severe neuropathy, which keeps her from moving, hence the reason she's in bed about 10 to 12 hours a day. Some days she never gets out of bed. She has a wheelchair, but she requires at least two people to get her in bed or to get into a wheelchair, period. New paragraph. Medications reviewed. She's in desperate need of blood work and TSH at this time. Thank you.